We are back right here on Bust Up Diaries. You're welcome again to your favorite weekly show that delves into issues surrounding, you know, your basic life and whatever you'll be discussing on social media and with your families. My name is Crispy K, and today we are going to have a very lovely conversation into, I don't even know how to put this, but when we get into the topic, because see, the topic, the trend now, people that my results save, they align with whatever they happen. You understand? You go your results inside, you see D-E-F-E. I mean, you know where they go. Sharp, before I get into, you know, introducing my guest, I want you to know that you can listen to this podcast on myjoyonline.com. Most importantly, find it on the Joy News YouTube channel, on Amazon, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Wherever you find your podcast to listen to, you'll be able to get this conversation. Now to my guest. On my left, his very first time on this show, he's, I call him a music connoisseur when it comes to multimedia, right? He's your favorite selector, the music man, not Kuju Entry, but Abeku. Charlie, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I beg, feel at home, man.
Oh, I'm at home.
The guest I'm about to introduce, don't let him, you know, frighten you. He's a regular guy. You understand?
Sure.
You are the man. You know the music. I'm sure you have your points ready.
I have my points. Sharp.
So to the guest on my right, Danny Gay.
Disclaimer. They have forced me to wear this suit, which doesn't belong to me. So whatever spirit that you put inside this suit, if it affects what I'm coming to say today, those who know me.
Danny, are you losing a battle already?
No, I'm just saying that as soon as I put it on, I was not feeling comfortable.
You felt a spirit come on you.
Something is
working differently.
But he who is in me is greater than him. So I'm ready for the battle.
Sharp. So, I'm sure Abeku gave it to you, right? That'd be 1-0 already.
He needed the suit. Who
gave me the suit? I don't know.
You needed the suit for this conversation.
Anyway, so it's getting heated already. In the past weeks, we've I don't know if you're a music fan and avid follower of music, you've been hearing Diffie, you know, seeing it in your music charts everywhere, you know, topping, raking in numbers on YouTube and all of that. This past week or 2 weeks, there's one guy, Kwame Mickey, who has come out to say that the musicians responsible for this current trending song, Diffie, they have sampled a part of a song he executive produced way back in the day from Hallelujah Voices. So I'm sure, you know, your parents, when you're growing up, you know, that kind of thing. So this recent one by Team Eternity, they are claiming that, okay, there's been a copyright, you know, infringement on his work. And, you know, he's come out to see a lot of things. But our guests here are coming to get into the topic to see if truly there's a copyright claim, he has a point or something to chase, or indeed this is just someone who is jealous of, you know, a new group coming up, getting all the hype, the money he may come with and all of these things, and, you know, he's not getting anything for it. So we are going to the topic directly. Abeku.
This is not jealousy.
It's not jealousy.
It's not jealousy.
What is the main issue here? Talk to me.
You've lifted a portion of my work. Mm. I have, like, this song. Everyone knows. Everyone has heard the song on countless times on mainstream radio. Yeah. It's just that during that time, we didn't have this social media and all this login things to register the songs. So you come out to sample my song, and I've noticed it, and I'm just telling you, okay, this is the issue. You just come down, we sit down, talk, but you are boosting yourself like, yeah, you've written your song and you've not stolen my song. No problem. We'll pick it from there.
So where exactly is the copyright infringement?
Okay, so the place I just sang, that's the portion they lifted from my own song. And I'm just telling you, this is what you've picked for my song. You didn't seek permission. Before you do this thing, mostly you go to the right owners.
The right owners, yes.
Whether the executive producer, the artist himself, you go and seek permission from the owners of the works. Then you use it. If there's any payment, small amount, something, you do it and you go and use the works.
Is that not a generic term among
you can
Christian
say
folk,
it's a
you
know? It's
I've said it before.
Yes. But was it on record?
No, was I, it? I didn't say it because I was singing the song.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I went through some a difficult
language,
time.
It may be a language we use in our homes, on the street and absolutely, everything. Yeah. But this time, it's being used as a creative work.
Mm.
And I've licensed it.
Mm.
So if you use it also in a creative way, you have to seek permission from me. Okay. I was the first person who used it.
Okay.
Everyone speaks those things. Oh, David Urban Smile. You use it. But this time, I've worked with it. I've registered it. I've licensed it.
Mm.
So if you want to use it for another creative way, just seek permission. That was all. Okay. You could have, you should have done that. And you are done.
Okay. Danny.
Look, fact is,
mm.
this is a strictly legal issue. It's not about shouting and gymnastics.
Mm.
But what I'll say is, look, he obviously has a point. But when it comes to the gospel music industry, I'm saying that, you see, we need to be very careful, especially when it comes to the gospel. You see, gospel music is the inspiration is mostly, I'll say 99.9% from the Bible.
Mm.
Even that statement, that Anka, there's a portion in Lamentations
mm.
which talks about, if not for the mercies of God, I would have been consumed.
Okay.
That's basically a translation.
Yes.
If not for God, yes. I would have been consumed.
Exactly.
So it is biblical.
Yeah.
And once it is gospel music, every gospel music writer's inspiration is biblical.
Oh, some of them. It is, some of them is
every serious, conscious gospel music.
So people cannot dream. People cannot dream and have visions. And then
no, you don't understand what I'm saying.
Some people are in the bathroom. They're just taking their bath.
And visions and will, by all means, have biblical principle attached.
Okay.
To it. Like there's no lyric, gospel lyric that you can come up that doesn't that you can't tie to the Bible. You there's all of it has like a relationship.
Brother Sammy would disagree, but you let's continue.
Which of his songs?
Oh. Allahu Akbar.
No, but that one, he said he did it for the Muslims.
But it's still a gospel song.
No. He did it for the Muslims. He said it himself, that he did it for the Muslims. So it's not a gospel song. Why did he take the team? But see,
he's a gospel musician.
You see, that's the point I'm making. Mm. It is very, and look, the term diffy-diffy,
yeah.
it has existed since. To be frank, you obviously have a case if you say you popularized it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, that you see, legally, he has an issue. Like, yeah. he has a case.
Yeah.
And he has every right to. But I'm saying that step to say, hey, you've lifted my... It's a very dangerous thing coming from somebody who is a staunch follower of gospel music. It's very dangerous. Okay. Because see... If we start copywriting like certain phrases and things, we can be traced back to them. But I'm going to sue the Holy Spirit. No, like it's all like how many songs? Like think about it. How many songs? How many phrases in songs? How many phrases in verses of songs that mm-hmm. you have that you find in multiple
people
other
have
songs,
used
especially
Psalm 119, even
plenty.
The Lord
times.
Is the lifter of my, you know.
First Corinthians 13, there are songs about love that have phrases inside.
Mm-hmm.
Does it mean that once you do the song and you go and copyright it right now, I can't use because it's like, it's a very gray area. Like me, that's how I see it. And yeah. I'm saying that when you look down statistics in terms of copyright claims,
mm.
the gospel music is literally the lowest.
Mm.
And there's a reason why that is.
Mm-hmm.
Because we as a community, we understand that
mm.
when it comes to us, the lifting and things in quotes, no, it is not necessarily your intellectual property
okay.
because we can always trace it back the inspiration
Bible, okay.
back to the Bible.
Okay.
So that's what me I'm afraid of.
Mm.
That's why I always, you see, especially gospel music, especially things that have to do with like biblical principles,
yeah.
Christianity, we need to safeguard our space.
Mm.
Because nobody will understand you more than a fellow believer.
Yeah.
Like nobody will understand.
Exactly.
So if we are doing our things, they leave us.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk Franklin has songs that you listen to the thing. Later on, you are... like this song. I love you, Lord, for your mercies.
Yeah.
How many renditions of that song
different.
Different
yeah.
renditions. Somebody is sitting there on a live show, just sings it.
No, but you see, in those cases, they do accept that this is a rendition.
They accept
renditions.
They boldly
tell you.
It's not my song.
Tasha Cobbs has mm-hmm. a version of that song, commercial. Cici Winans has
it's not about the commercial bit of it. It's about accepting from scratch that it is not
my song. It's not your original song. That's the thing.
But unfortunately, it seems that, you see,
this one acclaiming.
Pam Miki stated that he has seen interviews where
they wrote the song themselves.
Like, you know, their inspiration. Was, oh, I wrote it myself. I just picked this
inspiration
and
from somewhere.
That kind of thing.
Wait, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. You see, you Burana, now, you want to dance around.
Oh, no.
Dancing around it.
When you listen to the entire song.
Yes.
Father, the universe, you made. Sound to the chorus. Mm-hmm. If I ask you, the songwriter, that what was your inspiration? That you've mentioned one line that was taken from Hallelujah
Actually,
Voices.
Yes. It's not just one line.
That's against about 60 other lines.
So, Danny.
So that's a small fraction. Danny, so I understand why if you ask the songwriter,
in songwriting, right? The little I've learned is, see, sometimes the musicians do not necessarily write verses from scratch. The chorus, it starts with the chorus. They get a hook. They are singing about it. They just, you know, keep meditating on it. And then they start writing verses based on the chorus or the hook they have, right? So if Misha
Nyamianka... Actually, let me ask you, what is the catchy line in the song?
You see, and that's all you remember. That is what makes the song. That is your title of the song. Hallelujah Voices, that was the title of the song. For Timitenity, that's the title of the song. So would you say that, come on, you can't tell me that you've not heard about my song before, and you pick the lines in the exact same fashion as my song.
There's a Bonsam in yours, there's no a Bonsam in mine.
It still doesn't make
the sense.
But it's not a Bonsam in the team.
But where from the
No, that's what I'm saying. You see, I said that. I understand.
But
that
you ask for case.
The thing is, they have case.
Yes.
But my point is, for our industry, you are not a part of the industry. So when I'm talking, you are not part of the industry.
I
know him. You are not part of the industry. I'm saying that when it comes to the unwritten rules that govern the gospel industry, we understand that when it comes to us,
we are all picking from one source.
We are all picking from one source. You see, the idea is from one place. The expression of the idea, as for that one, there, it can be done in different ways.
Yeah. Yes.
But the idea, the source idea, it is all biblical. Okay. And it is, you see, the chances of me repeating something that you've repeated because we are taking the idea from one source is very high.
That's what you are refusing to accept that.
So, and I even went back to say that statistically, there's a reason why copyright claims in gospel music is so low.
Because you all understand.
Understanding. That's why we need to safeguard our industry.
All right. I want to ask something here.
Okay.
You see, this particular individual who is claiming for this copyright claim, Kwame Miki, people have raised a certain conversation. You know, when I spoke about the jealousy bit, that he waits for the song to become a hit, become popular, get to a certain point before he raises the conversation of copyright claim. You truly believe in the fact that this person has stolen my work, I don't want to get it to where you are saying the song has 2 million views on YouTube. Is raking in these numbers in streaming services before I come to you. You have taken my work. I value my work at this you know, amount, or I place it on a certain... And when you come and you've taken it, I just need to come to you straight away. Why do I have to wait most times for it to be popular before?
I won't say he waited for the song to be popular. It was when he heard people are saying, okay, these guys are claiming the songs is for them. The song is for them. So He didn't wait for the song to get popular. His previous lawsuits and all those things.
Yeah.
The song were not out
there. Stone Boy song was popular.
Yes, but Stone Boy reached out to them, to Kwame and the team before. After he has done his recording and everything, he reached out to them and they agreed and settled everything. The same thing. If you tell me I'm just coming at you because the song is popular, it's not true. I've heard a song, and these lines are in my song. Why didn't you even talk to me before or after releasing? Manager, I've released my song, but I have a line of yours in there. It's simple. It's understandable. I'm human. You are human. We can talk and settle the case. But you are claiming ownership of the entire song, which you've picked my lines. And that's the main catchy line in your whole song. Danny started the lyrics of Team Eternity song. How many of the listeners, how many of the followers can remember all those lines from
the start.
That's
why I told you that you don't belong to any
church. I'm not
because
saying...
Because those who belong to any
church, they can sing everything.
Yeah. Song. You are saying how many people can.
You are singing everything. Do you remember it easily? Like, it comes to you like...
I can sing the whole song.
Oh, Danny.
Danny, I'll put you on the spot.
No, I'm not saying you can't sing. I'm not saying you can't sing. Can you just remember off head anytime you are called? That's the line you are going to sing. That's the line. Is that the line you are going to sing? You are just going to jump to mention your uncle Bonsoma M. Defede because
that's true. You can't
that's
think for
where
me.
All the
you can't think
all
for
the youthful
why is he telling me
guys.
How, which part
boss,
of the song
boss,
sing?
Boss, that's the catchy line when you are climbing upstairs to your.
I mean, office. Even in the TikTok trends,
that's the only portion.
Good. I just
remember something.
So
that's the only portion.
Also
in the Hallelujah song. So you lift it. You know the tennis. Danny, the tennis.
It's still in there.
Chris, every Sunday, testimony time.
Danny.
We hear that phrase.
Danny, don't do that. See, Danny, this is like lifting, interpolating. You pick the melody, you pick the lines of the song
pick
in mind.
Which melody?
You didn't pick it. I'm saying interpolation.
The melody.
Listen. I'm saying
it's
interpolation.
You can talk about the phrase, which I say,
yes,
that's the case. That's for that one.
Yes,
but
that's what you are
but
saying.
But don't add melody to it because the melody is different.
Oh, I'm just saying interpolation. That's why I'm saying interpolation. Yeah. It can be melody. It can be the portion of the song you picked. And you picked the portion of that song from my song. Mm. So it's simple. You've lifted my works. And you are refusing to acknowledge that you picked it from me.
Okay, so let me just put this out there. So sampling, the definition for sampling. Sampling involves taking a portion or yes. a sample, where it comes from, of an existing sound recording and reusing it in a different song or piece of music.
Yes.
This can include snippets of music, yes. vocal lines, beats, yes. or any other part of the recording. Now, what is interpolation? Interpolation involves re-recording a segment or an element of an existing song rather than using the original audio. This could be a melody, riff, lyric, or any component of the music.
Did Danny do that, or that wasn't what they did?
So, per what we have here, they didn't sample, but it was an interpolation.
So?
Yeah, you could argue that, but it wasn't sampling, obviously, because per what you've read.
Right.
I see, what...
So,
where,
so
where
but I think that with, even with both, you still need to seek permission.
No, you did true. Not seek permission. See, that's
calm,
what I'm saying.
Down.
Seek
the
permission.
The part of Abeku's argument I don't like is the word they refuse to.
Have you reached out...
If all the interviews,
Danny, have you reached out?
If the question posed to them was, were you inspired by Hallelujah Voices? And they say no, that is refusing to.
Okay.
What was your inspiration? If I say my inspiration was this and I don't mention, it doesn't mean I have refused to.
Okay.
There are two different things. They didn't explicitly refuse to.
And ever since this issue came up, have you tried to reach out to
Kwame Miki? Kwame Miki said. He said they should come and do the right thing.
Yes, come and do the right thing. And have you done it?
Team Eternity refused to.
We don't have any...
You don't know. So are you saying they have refused to?
No, based on the fact that people still keep talking to him and they are, I mean, he still is talking about it, it means they've probably not reached out.
You see, when you say, oh, you've taken my so come in.
Let me use this example for him.
Let him land.
When you say that, of course, I'll gather my thoughts. You don't just get up and pick a phone and...
Yes.
No. You have to do things the right way.
Yes.
So, when did the Facebook post come? It was like 2 days. Just like...
Barely a week. It's been barely a week.
Barely a week. Then, you immediately... You didn't talk to Kwame Miki every day.
So now you want to attack me personally?
No, the point is...
My point is,
I will not allow you to use the phrase they've refused to.
Yeah.
That thing is, you see, it sounds very disrespectful. It's like, you've gone to steal something. Come and say,
yes,
you say, I won't do.
You did not tell
that,
anyone.
That is not what
did you tell someone
record,
before you...
On record, they didn't ask for...
You didn't ask for permission.
That's
and you
saying that. You see, when you say they didn't ask for permission, it means we have granted and we are saying that they stole.
If they did ask for permission, Kwame Miki wouldn't be out here.
No, I'm not saying, you see, listen.
So first off, we are establishing that they didn't ask for permission.
What I'm saying is that you can argue that there was sampling or whatever, they took elements of the song. You can also argue that this whole thing does not also amount to that, so they don't need to.
Yeah.
Like, that is fact. And once you can argue the two, it is not... Like, it's not cast in stone that they should get up and go and ask permission. Mm. If Team Eternity from the beginning felt like what they had done wasn't necessarily sampling or the other one is interpolation.
Yeah.
Then they are well within their rights to go ahead.
Okay.
But if as time has gone on, this guy has brought forth this, Kwame Miki has brought forth, oh, Charlie, you guys, this and this. And Team Eternity go back and they reassess things and they feel like, oh, yeah, he may right.
Okay.
They have a reason to go back.
Okay.
But don't say they've refused to, like, the thing is cast in stone that they've stolen the thing.
So, Danny,
and then they
what is stopping them
to
go to Kwame Miki?
We'll be wrapping up soon.
I want to cite some example for Danny to go back and check.
Okay.
Pick recent lawsuit by Obrafo. Drake, Killer Card.
Yeah, Killer Card.
How many lines? It's just two. Killer Card.
Killer Card, blood, Killer Card.
You heard that story. Obrafo has
sued. But that was a recording.
No. I think
Manche's voice.
Manche he did that line in.
On Obrafo's introduction.
Obrafo song, yes. Right. So, Killer Card, blood, Killer Card.
And Drake wanted to use it.
That similar thing, right? But Obrafo, because the song is for
Obrafo. Obrafo has to take it up.
You know, decided to sue for a copyright claim. I mean, the case was lost anyway, but.
Did he win?
No, he didn't.
There are two different arguments we are having here. Mm. We have established that it can be argued that Team Eternity did take elements of Hallelujah Voices song and were directly influenced in making their song. I'm saying it can also be argued that they didn't.
Okay.
It is not cast in stone. It is not black and white. And once that is, you have to give Team Eternity benefit of the doubt as to why they didn't see the need to go and ask permission.
Okay.
Because from where I'm sitting, I don't think it's... Abeku thinks it is.
Okay.
The fact that I don't think it is doesn't mean that where Abeku is coming from is wrong.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Sure.
Uh-huh. So once Team Eternity didn't feel like they needed to go, that is okay. Now Kwame Miki has brought it.
Okay.
You can always go back and reassess your initial thoughts.
All right.
If you come to the conclusion that, okay, fine, he is right, then you can go ahead and do. But you're not doing that doesn't mean that you have stolen the thing, cast in stone.
And you are refusing to acknowledge that. Let's take it to court.
What are your final words?
Let's take the thing to court. Okay. Test the law. You've used my phrase in your song, and you are refusing to acknowledge that.
Do you know how? Wait. Calling for this matter is not even taking the thing to court. He said, "Come and see me."
Normally, because if you have the chance to avoid court, it will be good to do.
That's what I'm saying. So why is this final way? Let's take to court. I don't want going to court.
Oh, bugger! Have you, Danny?
Why is he saying let's take it to court? I'm talking for the direct mouthpiece, the Kwame Miki.
Yes.
He himself said that.
How
do we do the right thing?
Even be the direct beneficiary or whatever may come out of this, right? They are songwriters.
They are singers on the song, the executive producers of the song.
We need to make a case study
with this. Otherwise, the Gen Z, they'll always come back, rubbish the old folks, like, oh, this one, we don't know about it.
Yeah.
It's an old school. Yeah. Then they'll sit on this and be running around.
Okay.
I see the premise of your thing. When Kwame Eugene did Okunchola, thank you very much, Danny K and Abeku. We've run out of time. I'm so sorry.
The debate will continue on social media, guys. Guys, thank you very much for joining us on this episode to discuss copyright claims. You can find this podcast on myjoyonline.com, on YouTube, Spotify, TuneIn, Amazon Podcast, Apple, wherever you get your podcast, you'll be able to listen to this conversation. And make sure you drop your comments. Let us know what you think about... Oh, Danny K, I'm wrapping up. Let us know what you think about this. Drop your comments in the comment section. Subscribe, like, share. My name has been Crispy K, and I've been doing this with Abeku Sankofi and Danny K. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week. Bye.